Well, Chris, obviously a lot of, I don't know if this is the area, but it's looking like South Central Minnesota got nailed with quickly falling rains last night. Some pretty significant rainfall totals. What can you tell me and what areas were hardest hit?
Sure. It looks like, most of the southern half of Minnesota got really, really good soaking rain, and that extended over into western Wisconsin as well. If you had to pick a spot on the map here in Minnesota that got the most rain, it'd be in the Wilmer, Minnesota area. We had a site on 5 North, on the north side of Wilmer, that had recorded 8.09 inches of rain, so just over 8 inches of rain. And most of that would have fallen in a few-hour time frame last evening.
And are many of these areas continuing to see some flooding problems, flash flooding problems?
Yeah, there are some mostly minor reports. I know I have heard of water over roads, and I think out west, out in the Wilmer area, probably that's where you're still seeing the most problems. But so far, nothing major. So no major problems. A lot of these areas have been dry for a little while now. So we haven't seen tremendous problems, but a lot of flooded roads, parking lots, state fairgrounds, or county fairgrounds, that sort of thing, that have a lot of standing water in it right now.
And, you know, was this kind of for lack of better terms, I guess, the right ingredients or the perfect storm yesterday? How did this system, I guess, become so powerful?
Yeah, so it was, we have some storms that are really strong in terms of wind and hail or tornadoes. This was just a heavy rain making storm system. So kind of a line of thunderstorms developed, and you felt this in the air yesterday, just really hot and humid. And in fact, this morning we were looking back at, we used balloons to measure the amount of humidity, and we were at about our max for the amount of moisture contained in the air for this time of year. So for the first week or two of August, we were at what we would, if we launched 100 balloons to sample the atmosphere, this would be in the top 1% of moisture. So if I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but very moist atmosphere near the top, near the maximum for our moisture in the atmosphere yesterday. And you put thunderstorms in that environment, and you're going to get incredible rain rates, and that's what we saw yesterday.
All right. Well, lots of good information. And I have to ask, are we going to be able to dry out over the next few days in these areas?
Yeah, we think most areas are going to be definitely on the drying trend. The one area of concern later on today is some counties that are near the I-90 corridor in far southern Minnesota, and then over on the Iowa side, we expect another round of storms. But we think this will be a little bit further south, and probably south of where the heaviest rain fell last night and last evening. You know, the metro was kind of in that out west towards Wilmer. So we think the next round of rain will be primarily south of where this past round fell. So keep our fingers crossed that we can dry out. But after that, yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we look dry. This weekend looks really dry. So.
And, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is this kind of a unique event, seeing this much rain in that short of a time, or is this pretty typical to Minnesota summers?
I would say we get a couple events like this in a given summer. You know, anytime you start talking about 6, 7, 8 inches, which we saw in some localized spots, you know, that's a little bit more on the unusual side. You know, we certainly don't see that every summer. But we did see widespread 3 and 4 inches. And, you know, that's a couple times a summer kind of thing.